Begin the current daf, the sukkah, daf ches, begin the base, begin the test master, begin with the gemara, ribu, did nothing make a gula. You have a square that's coming out of inside of a circle, so palga, it's going to be half. Just going to explain exactly what does this mean. And it says like this, it says, Perish Bekundris. Rashi explains, Kishat Medabeya, when you make a square, bitoichi eagle, inside a circle, so what happens? After Noitamina, this opinion holds, that you take from the circle, chatzi hashir hanishamay, half of the area that remains in the square, dahainu, which that is the area of the edges of the circle that remains beyond the square, which is half of the amount of the square, that is tilsa de kulo, which actually is a third of the whole circle. So Hilkach, therefore, comes out. L'sheish es ribua, when you have a square of 16 for the inner square, which is 4 by 4, which is the area of 16, so that, I mean, because that's the minimum of the sukkah, has to be dalal dalal amis, so that's what tzorchi igul hamakifel savli yischav dal. Now we understand in Yichud Halacha that you need to have the circle around to be 24, which 2/3 of 24 is 16. And therefore, that's what we're saying, because half of the square, which is for the third of the more of the circle, is that's the 16 plus the 8 is the 24. Now, this is really a wonder. Because really, what does one have to do with the other? In other words, even though that the truth is that the area of the circle is a third more, but the string that is the perimeter of the circle does not have a third more than the string that goes around the square. So we still haven't really resolved the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. So Elias Lafar's rather says, Taisis, you have to explain that Ribu did nothing Megoye Gulam. Taisis gets a different shot. That the square that comes out of the circle, when it says it's palga, it's half, what that means to say is that palga mirich vishal eagle. We're talking about half of the diameter of the circle is mazik reifa reichav haribua. That is the diameter. Half of the diameter of the circle is the diameter, which is the sides of every side of the square. So then it comes out, Zivoyish al Ribua. The corners of the square, Hamagina, the eagle which reached till the circle, in other words, that the diagonal of the square that goes, passes through the circle from side to side, that's Keflayim al Rechav Ribua. That's double of the side of the square. Because half of the diameter of the circle is each side of the square. So it comes out that the diameter of the circle is double of that of the square. Why? Because the kasavi holds kolam sabribua, and the amma on its diagonal is actually two amas balaksaina. It's actually two amas by its diagonal, not as we always say 1.4, 1 2/5, rather double. So if so we need to have a square of 4 by 4. So the diameter, so the alach sign is 8 amas, as we explained. And so, therefore, the diameter of the circle, that's 8 amas, that's a circumference times 3 is 24. And so, therefore, that's how you're going to have the 24 people for the 4x4 square within the circle. Now, Tais says, but the tamer, it's a wonder. Because, heich tol b'midr b'yichan b'dayun l'kaser, how did they make such a mistake? Where they're saying, which we all know mathematically, it's 1.4, and here they're saying it's 2 to 1. But since he obviously did not measure it, because it's not the case, how do they make a rule such as this, which is not the case? Where would they come up with this? And that's necessarily, the Bishamah, you could say, is like this. The Kabbalah b'yodim loshin zeh. They had a tradition, this wording, shall ribua megoi gulapalga. As the words of our Tzitzit Masel. That the square within the circle is half. Now, says Tzitzit, emes l'nyamokim. That is the truth regarding the area that you do have in the square, 2/3 of the area of a circle. But it's not regarding the length of the thread that goes around, because the circumference of the square is not two-thirds of the circumference of a circle. And the truth is, the diameter of the square that's in the circle, it's less the area of half of the ribua, which is a third of the whole circle. And Tosfos Tei, you should know this, that the area of a square is two-thirds of the area of the circle. So, Tosfos, how do you know this? Shemtasi ribua shal esa lesa. Because if you make a square of 10 amas by 10 amas, and you split up, you make crisscrosses, you make it up into a graph. And then you go ahead and you make a square inside this square on diagonals of the small squares. And essentially, you're going to make a diamond shape inside the big square, like we explained in the previous Taisus. So then it comes out that the inner square is chetzo shel chitzin, is going to be half of the outer one. Now, because you're essentially cutting it in halves. Now, vimtasi oigol shel asaga al asaga. If you're going to make a circle in the middle of the outer square, a circle of 10 by 10 b'tich ribua chitzin inside the outer square, yehei igol ben shnei ribum. So essentially the circle, which doesn't have the corners, is going to be between the two squares. Now, the Zeh Achnu, this we proved, Shemeruba Yesir Ala Igol Revia, that the square, which is the outer square, is more than the circle by a quarter. So that would be, if you have the outer one 100 amas, the circle would be 75 amas. Imkin Igol Yesir Ala Revua Panimi, so then how much is bigger the circle than the inner square? Bechetzir Shal Panimi. Will be half of the middle one, which is, the middle one is 50, outer one is 100, circle 75. So half of the middle one, which is 50, is 25. So 25 more than the middle one is going to be 75. Dahainu tilsa dagulo, which is a third of the circle, which is 75. Dahainu revia shal ribua chitzin, which is a quarter of the outer square, which is 100. So now we understand this, that they had these words about different maskal tesis that ribu didam gula palga, that it made sense, but they made a mistake that they thought that it has to do with circumference, but they didn't measure, and really it's about the area as we just described right now. So therefore that's how they made this mistake, a palga, but it's not really true. It's only regarding area, not regarding circumference. Now, but it's a little bit of a wonder, this interpretation that we're saying, even if we could understand how they made the mistake, but this is what they were saying. But ribua the nothing migoy gula palga. Palga is going on what? It's going on the area of the square. Where we're saying that half of that, in contrast to the circle that surrounds it. The problem is they didn't say a square that's coming out of a circle. That the Hainu Tilsa Mekola Eagle, that it's, it didn't say it's a third of the whole circle, which really is what it is. But when we said that the other klal, when you have a circle that's within the square, that it's a quarter of a difference. The Hainu, that is, it's a quarter from the whole area of the square. So Riva was saying regarding in contrast in relation to the outer square. So here also, if we're contrasting, we're saying half, it should have been in regards to the outer circle, not regarding the inner square itself, which is we're contrasting with the circle around it. So the difference, what you should really explain is like this. These two measurements, the circle within the square and the square within the circle, actually they're both related, which is you're actually making a circle within a square. You make another square within that circle. And that's what's coming to say. First, you have the klal that the circle is a quarter less than the outer square. Then, the inner square, Nismait Mirbu Achitz and Palga, is a quarter, is a half of what? Of the outer square. Because the inner square is two thirds, like we're saying, of the outer circle. Now, the third of the area of the circle is a quarter of the area of the outer square. So obviously then, the area of the inner square is two quarters, which is half of the outer square. Ah, that's Ribu and Megoy Gula. Palga, what's Palga? That means to say that the inner square is half of the outer square. And yes, Verdoiva and Palga, both these two measurements we're saying a quarter and a half, Kaima and Buchitzen, are both going in relation to the outer square. And therefore, they're both subjective to the same extrinsic comparison. Then Tesa asks on this interpretation that the inner square that's surrounded with a circle is half of the area of the outer square. Because it says, if you're going to say, it says, take a second look, it says, now, if you have a square of 7 by 7, if you can make a circle that's also within 7 by 7, which is what we always say is what igul mitech ribu really means, because it's just missing the corners. And then you're going to go ahead and make inside that circle ribu shalach shiva. We're going to have that the diagonal is going to be 7, which is really this diamond shape inside the outer square, which is in the circle. Can mean this igul like the measurement of the circle. The inner square is going to be 5 by 5. The cheshbon shel amos v'terichum shel lachzayin, which is according to the calculation of an amma and 2/5, if you're doing on diagonal, which is what this diamond is. Mashkach l'ribu panimi, yes, mechetzer shel chetzer, you can have the inner square more than half of the outer one. The yesh panimi chafei ritzur shel amma lama, because the inside one has 25 strips of an amma square cubit. So bechitzel mashkach l'amtas, the outer one only has 49. That's his thesis, and the reason why is because 7 by 7 is 49. So how are you getting exactly half? So it says, if you can say, this actually depends on what we had already proved. In the previous thesis, the calculation of Amma and 2/5 is not really precise. Because actually, it's actually a little bit more. If that's the case, you don't really have an inner square 5 by 5, then why you buy hel hey, because it's 5 by 5, then it actually would have had the diagonal more than 7. And since since we're saying it's 7, so yeah, then you have that the measurement's going to be half of 49. Connect as the beginning the Gemara topic at Sain Beishal Pnimis. So wait a second, let the outer hut be a gateway to the inner one, but the 7 mezuzah, it should be obligated mezuzah. So it's explained because of Beishal Chayim mezuzah, a gatehouse that's opening up to another house, Chayim mezuzah, Ketan, Legulun, Bres, but coming from another, Zablam, Gimel, Beis. Beishar, a gate house, a chsadra, a porch, a mepesed, another type of a porch. Chayob mezuzah, obligated mezuzah. That would be the most question. Problem is, says Taisa, but it's a wonder because the prepared come to Yuma. And if you have a vase, I mean, the Gemara tells Maitin Lumi Mezuzah, it's actually included in Mezuzah. So it says about the bias, which is, my bias, Michal Dir, just like a house, is designated for dwelling. Yotzu Elis excludes the Shem Michal Dir, it's not designated for dwelling. Now, says Taisa, Vyash Machalkin. Now, those who differentiate, and Bain Psuchin Labais, Labsuchin Laginna, yeah. Weird, come over here when someone's in the house, then it's going to be Chayav. Over in the garden, then it's going to be potter. But that's a super cash, but that's difficult. I'm kidding, but that's the case. I'm a little shnui hachi hazim in Menachas. The Gemara should have answered this point in Menachas. The parakha that the Gemara has over there in the Chazdom and the Arisa, the Sajapad, the Zuzza, the Sajapad, the Zuzza, how could you say that? So what do you mean? What do you mean? The Gemara could have said, yeah, potter when it's Legina, whereas when it goes Labais. So it says, but you have to say that, ha, this was saying that the Bishah is potter when Zuzza is the rice, would only be biblically. Ha, the Rabbanan, over here, it was saying Chayav Mezuzah, would be rabbinically. I saw Bahadul Mashan has a Mezuzah, why didn't you answer that in Menachas? So it's not the Mashal, the Rabbanan, but really Gamma comment. That sounds like Rabbanan was saying he totally exempt. The Rabbanan, never so good as asking when the Brace, we see the Beishar is Chayav in a Mezuzah. Kinnik says Master, the beginning of the Gemara Sukkot Kutim. This is part of the acronym of the Sukkot that are valid. So it says, Kohan, the Kachash of Acha, all these in this list of the sukkahs that are in this acronym, Am Mishmait Nigmar ultimately tells in the sukkah the love nechiyuvenenu that the chiddush of them is even though they're not people that are obligated in mitzvah sukkah, but still it's made litzel, it's going to be valid. And the reason why kutim are not benechiyuv is because like Saba this mandam holds Gei Rabbi Roy saying that they really only converted because they were afraid of the lions. Whether they converted because of their friend of the lions or whether because of a dream they had. Halacha, the halacha is called the old Gerim. So you see, they are geirim. So they are bnei chiyuva. So it says hanamila. It's only kishon isgar legam when they totally converted. But the kutim that converted, even though they did because of lions, but ksiv zim malachim says malachim beis as hashem hoyudim b'saleihem hoyavdim. So you see that even though they did it, it wasn't only because of the lions. They didn't convert totally, and that's why they considered lab nechiyubin in them. Amanda v'kutim geiri emes, and according to one who holds kutim were true converts, ksav holds the achkach nisaknu. Later on, they started keeping the mitzvahs, but originally they didn't convert for the a true full conversion.